Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, we interrupt these commercials for a little bit of programming. And it is a good evening to you and how you be at 6:35 and 15 seconds ago, right along with a Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg, they're on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Tuesday schmooze. Right up until JJ After Dark at 10. John Jastrzebski at 10 on your fan. New York City.
Well, we're trying to find the right guy for our situation. I don't think we want to get penciled into an offense or a defensive minded coach. We're really focused on trying to get the right guy for the job.
With a little luck, we can help it out. We can make this whole damn thing work out.
Some qualities we're going to look at are leadership, to communicate vision. We're not really locked into one particular type of coach. We're going to have to develop our young quarterback, Sam Darnold.
Well, I think your plan is always evolving because it has to. There's a lot of detail that goes into the planning of training camp. You have to get better each year how you train your team.
The final snap of Super Bowl 45. The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
With a little love, with a little, we could shake it up.
I spent a lot of time preparing for this. I feel good about the people we have involved in this process. I feel good about the resources we can draw upon, and I think I feel pretty good about the candidates we have.
I just feel so good about the guys, the coaches and the players. That's why you do it, right? That's why you are in coaching or sports or you're part of a team or all the things that we all do, you know, that matter to us.
And the Hayes in the barn! The Baltimore Ravens are Super Bowl champions!
I've been trained by some of the best coaches that you could be trained by, between John Fox, Nick Saban, Mike Martz. I feel like I've been around some of the best, and I've seen some of the best do it, and I've been put in a position to where now I'm going to get an opportunity to show that training.
Miami running around, circling. Oh, look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle! Touchdown! A miracle!
We're well situated in terms of the salary cap and our roster flexibility, so I think we can, you know, adjust to different coaches, different styles of scheme. We have a great facility, so I think it's going to be, I think we have a lot of good selling points, and we have a very good young quarterback in Sam Darnold we feel very good about going forward. I feel good about my ability to do my job, and like I said, there's definitely things we need to do better, but we feel good about it going forward.
And with a little luck, the New York Jets will find their man in Mike McCarthy, who's been there, done that, and somebody you'd like to see do it here. So far, the New York Jets are the only team with the Q&A. You wonder what the Jets were asking him, and you wonder what he was asking the Jets. You wonder if the Jets said yes, and you wonder if he said no. Locker rooms around the NFL are beginning to fill. Kingsbury to the Arizona desert. LaFleur to Titletown, USA. Arians and Bowles expected to team up in Tampa. Brian Flores expected to teach a school of fish. Vic Fangio maybe rides with the Broncos. Hugh Jackson may change his stripes and become a Bengal. With a little luck, McCarthy decides to come here instead of staying over there on his couch, counting his money and his blessings. With a little luck, the New York Jets pass on Adam Gase. And, of course, right now, the former Miami coach rumored to have the inside track on the job. The Harbaugh you want will stay where he is, and the Harbaugh you would like to take or would take will probably stay where he is, needing more time with Lamar Jackson to settle his nerves. Right now, you can't rule out the Baylor coach. Right now, would you be well off with Caldwell? Right now, Todd Monken. Right now, Todd Monken, the Tampa offensive coordinator, might very well be having dinner with Johnson and McCagnan after their Q&A this afternoon. The coaching carousel continues. With a little luck, a coach will come to light for the New York Jets. And with a little luck, McCagnan will find, with free agency and with almost $100 million and a number three draft choice, the kind of players that can make the head coach of the New York Jets a winner. If luck is the residue of design, the Jets need to design a plan that changes the narrative, changes the culture from bad luck to good. Now, for tonight's quiz, please listen closely for tonight's quiz. Please tell me if you know, if you've heard of the following names. And the first person to call and name five of the eight names you're about to hear will be considered the number one fan on the Fan for the Day. Tickets and T-shirts go on the other programs, so we have to work within our budget. Okay, here now, the eight names, eight of them, and let us know if you have heard of any of these eight names. Here we go. Ryan O'Rourke, Dario Pisano, Kyle Doughty, Reimer Liriano, Archimedes Caminero, Walter Lockett, Sam Haggerty, J.D. Davis. Those are your eight names. We want to hear from somebody who knows at least five of these names. Here's a hint. People are beginning to jump off the Brody bandwagon. The Chicago White Sox headline. Here's a headline from the Chicago White Sox. They may not sign Manny Machado, but they sign everybody related to him and everybody who knows him. Today, the Chicago White Sox signed Manny's longtime friend after trading for his brother-in-law earlier in the offseason. Yonder Alonso, the brother-in-law, John Jay, the friend. Just wondering from off of this, just wondering if a Yankee fan, and you know who you are, just wondering if a Yankee fan is beginning to wonder if the Yankees, might pass on Manny with Troy Tulowitzki now on the team. There was a time, once upon a time, a long time ago, in another day, we were all wondering if the Yankees would sign Bryce or Manny, one of the two or both. Now we're asking and wondering if they are going to sign any of the above. Tonight, the New York Knickerbockers. You remember them. Tonight, the New York Knickerbockers take on the mouthpiece and the shimmy in the Bay Area. Time to think and dream a little dream that next year, if you're a Knickerbocker fan, you may see on the garden floor Porzingis, Knox, and Kevin Durant in a Knickerbocker front court. It's okay to dream. It's okay. And of course, by the way, and you know this to be at 7 o'clock tonight, about 15 minutes from now, New York's best basketball team will take the floor in Philadelphia against Villanova. And St. John's of Jamaica, Queens, New York City, now in your top 25. They're number 24. And that, if you're a college basketball fan and you're a St. John's fan, makes you feel pretty good.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.